In the real world training that the students who competed in Challenge X have gained from this experience really make them invaluable in the job marketplace. In fact, GM has already hired 40 of these students over the last couple years, and we intend to extend several offers in the very near future as this year's program concludes. You know, based on the exciting ideas we've seen thus far, the next 9 months will be really exciting as we wrap up the overall Challenge X experience with real world experience with these automobiles. So what I'd like to do now is introduce John Mizrock. He's a Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Department of Energy and leads the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. Can't think of a better person from DOE to address this subject. John?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here representing the department, Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. We are a group within the department that has about a $1.5 billion budget that does research, development, and deployment on a variety of technologies, including wind and solar, geothermal, hydrogen, and many of the technologies that we're working on are actually incorporated in this challenge event. Earlier today, I had the privilege of acknowledging and giving awards to these extraordinary young men and women who reconfigured the automobiles that you're about to go out and demonstrate and ride in. And I told them then, and I'm telling you now, that I think that these young people, I think that the work that these young people are doing is going to help America solve our energy problem. We think that energy is one of, if not the most important issue facing America and the world. It's defined largely by two very different issues that seem to have come together to form an imperative: energy security and climate change. Energy security mostly involves the fact that there are a very small number of nations that control most of the world's oil supply, and America must and will diversify its fuel choices. And climate change, some of you may have heard the president talk about it last week, but it's very serious. We are doing something about it, and some of the technologies that you're going to see today, I think, are some of the solutions that are going to be, we're going to use in the future. So, from all I've learned and witnessed today, the work that these young engineers have done with these Equinox stock vehicles is extraordinary. I have great confidence in the future of our country that we're going to reach the goals that the president has set, in particular the 20 and 10, where the president has asked us to displace 20% of our petroleum use in 10 years, and that's going to require a combination of ethanol, cellulosic ethanol production, hybridization, and vehicle fuel economy and vehicle efficiency. So we're very pleased to be working with General Motors on this program, but I really think the stars of the show are the young men and women that did the work on these vehicles. So I applaud them. I'm appreciative that you've turned out today to acknowledge their work and honor them. So I'm with Larry, want to turn this program over to Mark and get on with introducing and recognizing our winners. So thank you all very much.
Sit down. Okay. Okay, thank you very much, John. And now it's time to announce the top three teams for the third year of our Challenge X competition. And as we do so, I'll try and give you a fact or two about each of the teams that they have achieved. Let's start with the third place team, scoring 809.2 points out of 1,000 points and achieving a 78% reduction in petroleum energy consumption. Virginia Tech. And would you please come forward? That was Kurt Johnson, the team leader from Virginia Tech, and the faculty advisor for Virginia Tech is Dr. Doug Nelson. And now for the second place team, scoring 888.3 points, don't forget that 0.3, out of 1,000 points in achieving a 47% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, the University of Wisconsin. Thank you. That was Becky Gunn, who's the team leader from Wisconsin, and the faculty advisor for the University of Wisconsin is Dr. Glenn Bauer. And finally, it's my pleasure to introduce the first place team. Scoring 895.5 points and achieving a 48% reduction in total energy consumption, Mississippi State University. And that was Chris Witt, the team leader for Mississippi State, and the faculty advisor for Mississippi State University is Dr. Marshall Mullen. And now, let's extend a special congratulations to all 17 of the university teams. We're all very pleased with the progress that these teams have made, and we look forward to next year's final competition in Challenge X, where they'll have the opportunity to further refine their vehicles. And in the fourth year of competition, there'll be a focus on consumer acceptability and over-the-road reliability and durability, with real-world evaluation outside of the laboratory and the proving ground environment.